Hi friend, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've titled our reading today, Love Song. It's a quiet riverside park on a Saturday afternoon. Joggers pass by, fishing rods whirl, seagulls fight over fish and chip wrappers, and my wife and I sit watching The Couple. They are maybe in their late 40s and are speaking a language unknown to us. She sits gazing into his eyes while he, without a hint of self-consciousness, sings to her a love song in his own tongue, carried on the breeze for us all to hear. This delightful act got me thinking about the book of Zephaniah. At first you might wonder why. In Zephaniah's day, God's people had become corrupt by bowing to false gods, and Israel's prophets and priests were now arrogant and profane. For much of the book, Zephaniah declares God's coming judgment on not just Israel, but all the nations of the earth. Yet Zephaniah foresees something else. Out of that dark day will emerge a people who wholeheartedly love God. To these people, God will be like a bridegroom who delights in his beloved. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing, he says in Zephaniah chapter 3. Creator, Father, Warrior, Judge. Scripture uses many titles for God. But how many of us see God as a singer, with a love song for us on his lips? Today's scripture reading is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9-17. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord, and serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. On that day you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you your arrogant boasters. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill, but I will leave within you the meek and humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, daughter Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Let's pray together. Lord, you are indeed our Creator, Father, Warrior, and Judge. And today we also praise you for being the great singer with a love song on his lips for us. Today we lean in and we delight in your singing over us. We love you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.